The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, what could go wrong when you leave your teenager behind if you go out of town for the weekend?
I mean, like, my mom never had that kind of a job. She only did it once. And I know that you grew up this way. Like, your mom was rarely home. And so, like, the fact that you lived the life that you lived, that you're even considering this, blows my mind. Although Baird is a much different child than you were, but still.
Hey, Baird's 13. Len and I want to go away for a few days. And Lana's mom passed away this year. Normally, she was around for those sorts of things. And we started to have this discussion. I was like, we'll get him a ride. He's got lacrosse practice that he can't miss, so he doesn't want to go with us. And I totally respect that. We'll get him a ride to lacrosse practice, and we'll just go and leave him home alone. And Lana looked at me like I had lost my mind.
He's a pretty good kid, though.
He's such a good
kid. I feel like the worst that's going to happen is he's going to eat nothing but ice cream and cereal and play Fortnite for 14 straight hours.
Rachel's from Wakefield. What could go wrong? What happened with your parents when they were out of town?
Oh, a lot can go wrong. It wasn't the first time they left us alone, but my brother, sister, and I pulled money together to send my parents to Hawaii for their 25th anniversary. I was a senior in high school, and we sent them away and decided to invite a bunch of friends over and had a massive party. The house got destroyed. We thought we had cleaned up all the evidence. And so my parents came home. Everything looked fine. And then they found two wooden chairs in the dining room that have a wicker center. And somehow two of them, it looked like they had knees put through them.
Because they did.
They checked the liquor cabinet, and almost all of their liquor was gone.
Filled with water.
The whiskey was suddenly clear.
We weren't even that smart to fill the bottles with water, and yeah, they were like, never again.
Oh.
So that's a little different though, because you're 17 years old. 13 years old is you just want to sit around and play video games with your friends, right? Julie's from Holden. What could go wrong?
No comment on when I was
Dan,
13.
Don't look at me.
Julie, what happened with you when your parents were out of town?
Oh, well, my brother and I got left home. You know, I was 13, he was 14. And we decided, you know, be kids. I decided to start a fire outside. And my brother challenged me to run around the house a couple times, see how big it could get. Well, didn't get very big, but the neighbors decided to call the fire department anyways. We started right next to a hose, so we were a little smart, but not really. Didn't get too big. Fast forward a couple months later, we had a dryer fire in the basement. My brother and I decided, oh, shoot, we don't want to listen. We started trying putting it out by ourselves. Again, it got too big, so we ended up calling the fire department. Now, the first time, the fire department said, you know, it's not good to start fires, this, that, and the other thing. So, of course, we're a little scared, nervous anyways. And the second time they come, they said, never, never try to do that again. You need to call the fire department. So we were just, yeah, it was...
Pyromaniacs is what you were.
Wait, was the first fire in a fire pit outside or just in the grass?
Oh, no, it was just in the grass with a pile of leaves about probably like maybe 4 or 5 feet from the house.
No safety
circle? Oh, that's why your neighbors called the fire department. Really undersold it.
The fire department knew their name.
From Stoughton, what could go wrong leaving our teenager behind if we go out of town? What happened with you?
Well, I was 16. My parents went to Vegas. I had permission to use their car to go to work. Well, I totaled it. I got into an accident. As an apology, I went and I picked up, and this is, I'm dating myself here. The VCR was in the shop and needed to be picked up. So I went and I picked it up as like, I'm so sorry, I paid for it and everything. And as I was walking in the house, I tripped and the VCR crashed through the glass window in the door.
What?
No good deed goes unpunished.
Nope. What? Not at all.
What could go wrong? Again. What could go wrong?
I take it back. Never leave the house.
All right. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number.
Oh, my gosh.
We're thinking about leaving our son, Barrett, behind where we go off for a couple of days. What could go wrong with a teenager in the house all by themselves?
Obviously nothing.
Again, call or text 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.